Well, good morning, everybody. It is time now for our weekly visit with Mr. Scott Zolak. It's Friday Morning Football with Zo as we prepare for the Minnesota Vikings who are coming in here this weekend. And as always, good morning. Good morning, Zo. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Good. We're good, thank you. Well, isn't it amazing? Okay. Isn't it amazing what a little good health will do to a football team?
Oh, yeah. How about the tight end when he's healthy? You know, I mean, that's kind of a snippet of it. I think, you know, you get Burkhead back this week and they're almost at full health on offense. And I think, you know, Burkhead being back is going to help Sony Michel, where he doesn't have to really tilt the rock. And being a rookie, you know, eventually it hits that wall around week 12, week 13.
Yep.
So Burkhead's huge coming back.
Yeah, it was nice to see Gronk get another touchdown. We hadn't seen that since week one, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, see that Gronk spike.
Yeah.
I'm afraid he's going to hurt himself doing that.
I know. He's going to throw his shoulder out. You know, amazing.
Exactly. It's like me. I go outside, pick up the trash or something. I throw my back out.
Yeah. Well, now, speaking of injuries, too, because the injury report came out and Gronk's back on it. And
yeah.
Tom's knees seem to be
a little balky.
I don't know. What do you think? Even his good knee had like a huge bruise on it. Are you concerned at all?
Not really. I mean, he always plays his stuff, you know, whether it's ribs, whether it's hands. You know, the knee is an issue because, you know, he blew that knee out back in 07. So, I mean, you're going to get some swelling when you tweak it. He's not getting any younger. You know, look at the way you walk down the hallway. I see you always limping down. You know, we're getting old, man.
I played hoops last night. I'm hurting.
Where'd you play hoops?
I played a league down in Brockton. You want to come down?
What is that, a women's league?
Yes.
That's not nice.
But sing.
Hey, I got a daughter. She's 6'1". She used to play basketball.
No, it's an old man's league. You'd be perfect.
Wow, this is fun.
Hey, Gronk. Ow. Hey, Zoe. The Pats struggled a little bit with the Jets last week, and this is a better Vikings team. Are you nervous?
No, because, I mean, I think, you know, what we're seeing about this team, you talk about identity each and every year. It seems like they play to the level of their competition. So they've been talking about how good the Vikings are, you know, get ready for them. Zimmer's defense is pretty good against Brady. Hasn't faced them that much. They'll be ready for them. They'll be ready for the Vikings.
Okay. You want to give us a prediction?
Oh, God. I don't know. I've been so wrong on all these.
Hey,
I'm going like 31-23 Patriots.
Okay, that's not bad. 31-23. Yeah. Okay, very good. Are you ready for our weekly special feature?
I am.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for getting to know Zoe here this morning on the 101 Morning Show.
Okay, tomorrow is December 1st, which means it's officially Christmas season. What is your favorite Christmas movie and why?
Oh, my God. Christmas Vacation.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Chevy Chase. Oh, my God. It's hysterical. I sit there and I watch it. You know what? That or Elf.
Okay.
That's my top two.
So you like to laugh, not cry.
Right. I'm not into that. Don't start with the damn Die Hard stuff. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Nobody
agree
wants
to disagree.
Guns and Uzis.
Yeah. No. Okay,
but not like, you know, Miracle on 34th Street, the original black and white version.
Oh God, no! I've told you guys this. I don't like any movie that's filmed in the olden days. I can't.
By the olden days, I mean before 1980.
Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. What's your cutoff date for the olden days?
Oh God, like 85, probably like when Weird
85,
Science
yeah,
came out.
Okay.
Weird Science is the line of demarcation.
Now, what about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Do you think that's a bullying film?
I loved your
life. No, I love it. I think that. This is the problem with today's society. People get offended by Rudolph. That's a classic right there. Rudolph's dad was a real punk in that movie too.
Never I know, right?
Have you ever had any coaches like Coach Comet?
Oh, God, yeah. One of those pool bag high school coaches had the double zipper on his pants and his whistle around his neck and his clipboard.
Okay. Hey, so, you know, just one more question on getting to know Zoe, because we haven't had a chance to, you know, really talk to you that much. What's the hardest you ever got hit in the game?
Oh, my God. It was Chris Dolman, Atlanta Falcons, Eugene Chung missed the block. And the Atlanta, what was it, the Georgia Dome just opened, so their turf was like sandpaper.
Yeah.
I got hit from behind, and I landed on both my elbows, and I lost skin off both my elbows. So for about a month, I had that fake skin on my, these patches on my arms. It was awful. Mm.
Did you cry?
Hell no. Cry.
He's a man.
I guess Eugene Chung isn't getting a Christmas card.
That's right. Yeah. So much for that. Okay. Well, listen, you have yourself a great week. We'll be listening to you doing the game Sunday.
I'm good.
Okay.
425 kick. That's right. Get
I know,
it's
it dark.
Up.
All
right.
Okay.
Get out.
Start drinking early.
Okay. I'll see you guys.
Okay. Dozo. Thank you very much. Okay. Now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.